This is Paul. We're still on summer hiatus, getting our new studio ready and gearing up for our one-year anniversary show. In the meantime, here's a classic episode.
New Indian restaurant opens in town. This is Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Sophia.
Sophia? I think you used that before, didn't you?
She's making a return.
Wow. Hi, Sophia.
I feel like she was a happy one.
She was a very happy one.
So I was trying to bring up the mood.
It's good. It is. We're post-Thanksgiving, winding up the last day of November, getting ready to go into December, closing out this 2018 year, and Sophia makes a return.
Yes.
So nice to see you.
It's so good to see you too, Paul.
Have you been to the new Indian restaurant yet, Sophia?
Oh my gosh, I did. I went there, and you know what? It's really, really good. The food is really good.
Really?
It's distracting because it's in the old Burger King,
uh-huh.
And they didn't change anything.
Yeah.
So you're still looking at Burger King stools and counters and colors.
Did the king serve you there or no?
I was glad to see that he did not. I was a little nervous that someone might come out in that costume, but no. But the food's actually good. It's just that you're in the Burger King.
So wait a second. Does it smell like a Burger King, like the charbroiled hamburgers and stuff, or no?
No, I would say it smells now like Indian food.
Really?
Yes.
But it's still that orange and red and
yes.
Yellow. Does it have the big Burger King sign outside
no,
also? Because I haven't
that
been there
down,
yet.
But there is still the drive-through window, but that's deceiving because there's no drive-through Indian food.
There's no. That would be a good idea, though.
I think so, too. You're an entrepreneur. Maybe that should be your
should
next
I talk
business.
To them about that?
Drive
they have
through.
The window anyway. Why not just use it at
yeah,
this point?
Yeah, exactly. Just scoop a few things off the buffet and
right.
Send it out its way. They had an amazing Indian buffet.
Right.
There's like 30 choices
uh-huh.
for $15.99 for lunch. You can't go wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
So should I try it out?
You definitely should, except I know you've had some Indian food issues.
I have.
That you've shared.
The last time I went to an Indian food, my best friend from high school is Indian. I went to his wedding 20 years ago, and I still have an upset stomach from it. I always joke about it that when I go out with him, that tonight is not the night I'm going to do Indian. But maybe I should bring him here. Maybe I should revisit it. Maybe
exactly.
This will be the reversal of my stomach problem.
Right. I remember you telling me about that situation. But maybe the food in the past 20 years has different ingredients, and somehow it won't upset your stomach.
I kind of doubt that.
I'm trying to be the optimistic Sophia character.
You're very optimistic.
She's supposed to be happy, right?
Yeah.
And being optimistic.
Okay, it's nice to have a little culture in the town, a nice Indian restaurant, even though it's the Burger King.
Exactly.
I wonder how many people are going to go there and ask for a Whopper or onion rings
is that
Filet-O-Fish or is that McDonald's?
You're right. And that and the reverse, because you also said a little culture in the town, but it's hard to explain to your kids that this would be culture if there was like some Indian decorations here. This is the food. Like, it's hard to explain to your kids why they're still in a Burger King. Do you know what I mean?
But it doesn't have the Burger King. I understand it looks like a Burger King, but it doesn't have the Burger King posters up.
It doesn't have the posters, but
does it still have the soda machine where you can get your own soda?
Yes, exactly. And I found myself sort of explaining that if you truly went to India, I don't think the restaurants look like this.
Right.
I think this is just because they took over a Burger King, and I guess it would have been too expensive to redecorate. But so as far as culture coming, the food's there, but then, you know, it's missing a little in the ambiance.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is not a great segue, but I'm going to make a segue.
Okay.
Because
I love a good segue
I know
or
you
a
wanna,
bad segue.
Perhaps if they had remodeled their restaurant,
yes.
They would have taken everything out of the restaurant to the town dump.
Oh.
So I wanted to talk about, I went to the town dump this week to dump off some stuff, and it was quite an interesting experience.
How was the experience over
well,
at the dump?
You know, things have not changed that much. There's always the select people there. You
the
always
select.
Have the same groups of people at the town dump. You know who I'm talking about, right?
When was
right?
the last time you were there?
It was about 6 months ago when I was dumping
okay.
off stuff. So I haven't been there in a while, but that, the groups have not changed.
The same people.
The people who are always there just dumping stuff for whatever reason.
Right.
There's the group of guys who just sit there in their chairs, just mingle and talk, even though it's 30 degrees outside in their winter
right.
coats.
Why are they hanging out at the dump? Why don't they go to a breakfast
I don't,
cafe
I,
or something?
I guess that's it. That's where they are. But there's always that group there. They haven't left. They're from their summer attire to their winter attire. Then, of course, they're the people who just go through the dump looking for stuff to take.
Yes.
And it's weird because those are the people in kind of nice cars, so I don't get it.
They just like to get some free stuff.
Right, exactly. So did you go to the dump? Have you been recently?
Well, it's funny you should mention that because I'd never been to the dump. We've lived here 14 years.
Really?
Yeah, never been to the dump. And very
just
recently—
Just as Sophia, or you've never been to the dump, period?
None of my aliases, none of my characters have been there. And just recently went for the first time, and I was kind of amazed that this whole, as you said, there's people hanging out there. It's a whole thing, the dump.
The whole counterculture, dump culture.
Exactly, and there's dump divers looking for things to bring home with them, and we were dumping off a chair that I couldn't give away. I tried to give it away on a free Facebook site, and it was a leather chair from Crate and Barrel. It was nice, but the arms were, worn away. Well, when we got to the dump to take it out, there were three different people who wanted that chair.
Wow.
And they were arguing over the chair.
You could have sold it.
Maybe I could have sold it for
$0.02.
Maybe
we should set up a souvenir stand at the dump.
No,
not a souvenir. Yeah, exactly. Now, prior to going, so you haven't been to the dump in 14 years.
Yeah. This is my first time at the dump.
You must have dumped stuff before. How did you get rid of that stuff before?
Well, we'd leave it out for our garbage men, usually.
Right.
Yeah. And then, I have to be honest with you, I've been a little bit suspicious that my husband may have occasionally put something in someone's dumpster when there was
the dumpsters that people have on their property.
Yes, like when there was a renovation or a new house. I always tell him not to do that, but I'm sort of suspect that he may have thrown a few things in there.
So does he just do this surreptitiously at night, like a reverse robber where he's just throwing crap in instead of taking crap out?
Is that could be. I mean, the reason I'm suspicious is, first of all, he's suggested doing it many times, and I've told him.
And he dresses all in black at night.
And I've told him it's not a neighborly good thing to do. But the other reason is I saw a whole debate about people doing this on one of those community news boards.
Right.
And I was telling him that. And I said, see, that's why it's good you don't do it, because look how bad, and look at the response. Well, he was arguing for
Maybe he was just taking the other side of the debate.
Maybe. But as you said, we've been getting rid of things.
Can I get his driver's license number? Because I have a few friends of mine who'd like to have a few words with him at this point.
When you said, how have we been getting rid of things, I have to wonder, did the garbage men really pick all of that up? Or was he dropping things off where he shouldn't have been? Which I don't understand, because the town dump, I learned now, is free.
I can't believe
it's free
that you sold your husband down the river on this podcast.
I'm guessing.
You don't know. You're not sure. Just things in the middle of the night mysteriously disappear from your house.
And they're not
And he comes back all sweaty with leaves on him. But you have no idea what happens.
Okay, maybe he doesn't do it. But I just am saying that he was very in defense of it when I read the board. And it makes no sense to me when you could drive 4 miles and just get to the dump for free and dump it
all out.
But
you hadn't done it in 14 years.
I know. I didn't.
Because you were using dumpsters right around your house.
I thought I was using the garbage men. But now I realize there's constant renovation and constant new homes going up in my neighborhood.
It's perfect.
Yeah, but why would he do that? I don't think you're even.
I'm having him locked up. I'm just telling you right now. Sophia's going to be single right after this podcast.
I don't even think it's a legal thing to do.
It's illegal or legal?
I don't think it is legal. I mean,
he's a scofflaw.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
When
I
you
think
drop
so.
Stuff off?
He's not a slanderer, I can tell you that.
Or a libeler.
Right.
As opposed to taking things, leaving things.
Yeah, what is the crime there? I guess leaving?
But you're using their dumpster that they paid for. So you're somehow using goods and services for free? I don't know.
Wow.
It's a thing, though. I read
all
about
it. Should I ask my cop friends, or should I just leave it low? What should I do?
I would ask your cop neighbor friends.
Really? You want me to bring it up?
Because
they're going to inevitably say, who are you referring to?
No, you don't have to say. You just say you read the community news board like we did.
No.
And saw people arguing about it, and we are community news.
I'm going to crumble under pressure. They're going to say, are you the one doing it? No, it wasn't me. I swear it wasn't me. I know exactly who it was. That's what's going to happen.
The thing is, I'm joking when I say it might be my husband, but clearly,
you're joking that you're saying it might be because you know it is?
No, I think it's not. Maybe he's done that once or twice with something small, but that's not what people were writing about. They were writing about it like it's a whole phenomenon that goes on in this town, which is why I think it's important we report it on community news.
And also, Sophia would like to know if any divorce lawyers are out there, since her husband will be going to prison for dumping stuff.
Can you imagine going to prison for dumping things? That's funny.
You'd go to there. Would you bring him a file in prison to
go to the same prison that people are going to go to who continue to use plastic straws.
Is that it?
It's the same prison. It's sort of the insignificant crime prison.
Uh-huh.
What's it called?
It's still prison.
Not harmless, but victimless crime.
You would be a prison mall. Isn't that what it's called? Oh, my God.
Victimless crime prison.
We have your whole future planned out.
Oh,
you're
going to
break him out, and then you're going to be arrested and go to prison.
This doesn't sound good.
And then the kids are going to be living by themselves, and they're going to flourish and do great.
We'll be like
that
Real Housewife in New Jersey, where they split off going to jail.
Right. No, you'll be in jail at the same time, because you're going to try to break him out.
Oh, God. This is terrible.
Sophia.
I tried to bring Sophia to the table, and we ended up with me and my husband both in jail, and my children orphaned and raising themselves.
But flourishing and doing well.
But
there's
you
a happy
say
ending.
Flourishing and doing well.
So it's sort of like
at
a
least
Disney
they're
movie,
doing well,
right?
But the rest of us are stuck, like Bernie Madoff and his wife.
Well, she's not in prison.
No, but
she
she's in
be.
Her own prison.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So,
how did we bring them up?
I don't know. How did we go from the Indian restaurant?
Sadly, their kids aren't flourishing. They're both dead. But
yeah.
But I just think of them just like
Sophia,
Ariel, go away.
Right.
Come back, Sophia. Okay. Next community news is going to be all happy. No reference to anything bad.
Well, the next one is the first week in December, so it has to be happy. We
right.
have to have a happy December.
Happy holidays, community news.
Okay.
Okay.
You promise?
I'm not bringing up any people that
so,
are
because I'm
dead
ending this one, Sophia. It's okay. Going down a dark path.
Dark. Three dark episodes.
Next week.
No, Chelsea wasn't dark.
Next week. Right. Well, next week you're going to be doing it from prison, right? Is that it? Are we going to do a remote?
I have too good of an imagination, so when you tell me I'm going to be in prison, I'm taking it all the way there. I'm thinking of all these people who are.
Really?
Don't take me there.
Who do you think your roommate would be in prison? Do you think she would dominate you, or you would be nice to you, or what's going to happen?
Who's someone who's been in the news? It should be Casey Anthony, but she's not even in prison.
I could see you with Martha Stewart as a roommate in
prison.
But
she's out now.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she's been out for a few years.
All
she's
right, well, let's pretend that she was in prison.
Oh, that would be good. She could teach me how to craft.
Exactly. It would be a good thing
and
for
cook,
you.
And cook, and
I'm
not
see, I'm ending
cook.
This on a happy note.
That
so
is
that,
a happy note.
That's the end of this episode Sophia of Community
gets,
News.
Gets personal lessons from Martha Stewart, private lessons in cooking.
Perfect.
Perfect. Happy, happy.
We'll have updates next week. My name is Paul.
And I'm Sophia.
And this has been Community News. Make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, and we will talk to you again next week.
Take care.